3 o'clock growl.
You're growling. All right, we got you there.
Momo is here in for John Ireland. And so what was this? He was, so Chris Morales said that the early open for Travis and Sliwa was, I don't know, controversial or hated on the Dodgers or whatever it is. I want to hear exactly what he said. Do you have it? All right. Boy, I'll tell you what, that is jackass material right there. That is know your audience, Christopher Morales. While everybody in town is sad and upset and frustrated, you're basically taking our heads and rubbing our noses in it.
You know what that is? That's giving the sad people someone to hate.
Yeah.
You just made yourself a target.
Yeah, Chris Morales, what is he thinking?
Were you surprised by that?
I was. I was absolutely surprised.
A little surprised.
No way. I mean, our open wasn't all that much better.
Oh, sure it was. It was. It did not play the highlight of the Padres winning the series.
He was so happy when Josh
Hader. That's total. What a douche. Man. What? Seriously, what is wrong with him?
I mean, look, he said it right at the beginning. He said there are two names on the show, and one of them is a Padre fan.
There are...
A self-admitted Padre fan.
At least 16 million people living in the Los Angeles metro. How many give an F about the Padres? Seriously, your friggin' audience.
I wrote to him after. I was like, wow, that was rough.
Terrible.
That was rough.
Terrible.
Like, you can be a good loser and say congratulations to your friends who are Padre
fans.
Sure,
yeah, and you could say, congrats, Lee, happy for you, but it's a sad day in Los Angeles. That is the right open. The right open is not, here's the highlight of the Padres winning the NLDS.
What's that drop? And today I chose violence.
He did. He chose violence.
You know what?
But like that, what makes us so different anyway? Like, I don't actually mind it because there's not any other station that's going to do things like
that. Is that a Game of Thrones drop?
It got Sliwa all hyped up. It got Travis all hyped up.
So what? I don't want Sliwa hyped up. What's a hyped up Sliwa even look like? I mean, I've never heard a hyped up Sliwa. What does hyped up sound like with Sliwa?
I'm lying. He was not hyped up.
He was not hyped up.
He wasn't even happy.
Yo, he was
Hey, Mace.
Slee.
You know what? This is like the stages of grief right here.
Yeah, which stage am I in?
Anger.
Yeah, that's where I am. What's next?
Outrage?
No, outrage, I've already got that
first
covered.
First there's like disbelief, then there's sadness. What else is there?
There's bargaining.
Bargaining.
Right? Is it bargaining one of the
How do you bargain for this after a loss?
You bargain. You're like, yeah, but you rationalize.
Yeah, so you're saying, the Rams are in first place.
Rams are in first place. Okay. Do not knock that. The Rams are in first place. You shut up and you shut up.
So you're somewhere between anger and bargaining.
Well, I just can't. I cannot believe Morales would put a piece of production on the air like that on a day that is such a sad day in Los Angeles.
What if I told you
he's basically trolling the town?
He was trolling Travis.
No, he's trolling the city of Los Angeles.
It played at the top of every
hour. All right, there's five stages of grief.
Okay, what
denial?
Yeah, I denied it.
Anger.
I'm there now.
Bargaining.
There's bargaining. Like
depression.
Oh God, that's
then
what I'm
acceptance.
Looking forward to. Depression.
So you're
is
you're
next.
On step. You're between steps two and three. You went from denial to anger.
Yep.
Then bargaining. Next up is depression, and then acceptance.
I think you're in the depression phase.
Maybe I'm in the depression phase.
I think
you're
bouncing between two and four right now. The anger and the depression are kind of bouncing back and forth.
You know what I tried this? Oh, don't forget lie of the day.
Yeah.
At 3:30 today, if you can correctly identify what I have or will lie about, you win a pair of tickets to LAFC and the Galaxy on Thursday night playoff game, courtesy calljacob.com. So you know what I tried this weekend,
yeah.
Mama?
What?
Anita Marks talks about these Tiza packets.
Okay.
Now, when I was in minor league baseball, I dipped.
Ooh.
Don't ooh me.
Okay, go ahead.
Baseball players dipping? What?
I know. It's gross.
Especially
to me.
Then. It wasn't,
who wants to kiss a mouse?
It wasn't
like
banned
that?
Everywhere. So this company called Tiza makes these little nutrient pouches that you stick between your...
It's a nutrient pouch.
Yeah, and it's got flavor to it. It's got like... a habanero cherry.
Okay.
I tried this weekend.
Does it have tobacco in it?
No tobacco. Yeah. It's got it's got caffeine, so it gets you hyped up a little bit.
So it's
bit.
Like an oral fixation kind of thing.
Correct. And yeah. plus you've got that, you know, it's actually nice. So
all right. Okay.
I stole all the Teza containers from the studio after I tried them
that
last week.
Good.
They're
yeah.
actually really good.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So I sent you two
yes.
rosters, fantasy basketball rosters.
Uh-huh.
One of them is mine. One of them is Mike Trudell's. I want you, NBA authority, Ramona Shelburne, to tell me which team is the better team.
The roster.
The second team. The one with Ben Simmons, Jalen Green, Anthony Edwards, Cam Johnson, Jalen Smith, Pascal Siakam, Anthony Davis, Christian Wood.
You're wrong. The other team is the better team. The one with Nikola Jokic is the better team.
Okay, you have one good player.
One good player? Seriously, I got a nice looking team.
I like Bradley Beal and Jokic on your team. Brandon Clark's a good source of like rebounds and blocks. I like that.
Herbert Jones, you're not liking Herbert Jones?
Not for stats.
Oh,
really.
Nice player.
It's okay.
Nice player.
Good player.
Yeah.
I like Jokic. He is absolutely like when I draft fantasy teams, Beal and Jokic are almost always on my team. I will overdraft them because
Jokic
I think
Jokic is like having two players.
It is. He's so good. To me, Jokic and Karl Towns are like the two best centers.
Yeah.
And the difference between them is that Jokic is more available than Towns usually.
Right.
But they're really good. They both shoot well. They pass well. They get blocks. They get rebounds. They're just great. But Jokic plays more.
Yeah, Jokic just goes.
Beal is like, I'm going to win three-pointers. I'm going to win 3 points if I draft Bradley Beal
right,
on my
right.
team. I don't know if I like Kyle Lowry. Kind of, he was old 2 years ago.
But
Evan
I needed
Fournier.
Assists. Evan Fournier, I need threes.
I like Hero. I think Hero's going to be good
Hero's
for you.
Tyler's a nice player,
yeah. I like Brandon Clark a lot as a fantasy player.
Yep.
Jose Alvarado?
I actually think he's going to be sneaky.
Okay.
Sneaky on assists. Down in Orlando. Oh, you're just...
No. Okay. Herbert Jones. Yeah, I like Herbert Jones.
I like Herbert Jones.
Yeah,
yeah,
but as a player, not necessarily fantasy. Larry Nance Jr. I actually like better for fantasy. He just gets hurt too much.
Yep.
Gary Trent Jr., good pick.
Yeah, I like that.
Jalen Suggs, didn't he just get hurt? I think he just had a bad injury.
Did he?
He hurt his knee or something. I don't know.
No,
preseason
I
game.
Hope not. All right, well, anyway, that's
Şengün,
it.
Alperen Şengün. Yeah, good.
I don't want to.
Sorry, I like Trudell's team better.
I'm defending my championship.
Okay.
I mean, just out of the names that Momo was reading off, Trudell's team sounds way better.
I like Brogdon on the Sixers. Brogdon on the Celtics now.
I would not bet on Ben Simmons.
Ben Simmons can't shoot, but he's going to get 10 assists a game.
But I would not bet on him.
10 rebounds a game.
He's got
10 assists, 10 rebounds, probably three steals.
Two guys that I don't like. He's also...
he's also not going to shoot that much. It's not going to hurt you. Right?
Like five shots a game.
He's got AD.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, okay, so he's betting on the upside.
He's betting on the upside. Ben Simmons and AD.
So are you, though. I mean, Kyle Lowry is going to play like 55 games.
I'll take it.
Okay.
You got names like Herbert Jones and
Herbert
Jose
Jones
Alvarado.
Is a great player.
Yeah.
I mean, the other team has
no,
way
Herbert
more
Jones
I don't,
is a great
I mean,
player.
Look,
you're
Ben Carroll might be
Herbert
good.
Herbert Jones.
The number one, you got the number one pick,
yeah.
Paolo Banchero. Might be good.
Yeah. All right, let's move on.
Who was the number one pick? Jokic, yeah. Okay.
Jokic, yeah. I had the number one pick.
Yeah.
For the second consecutive year. You know how they do that?
How?
Stu Lance, Mike Trudell puts all the names in a hat, and then Stu Lance draws them one at a time.
Yeah.
And for the second straight year,
wow.
he drew my name last. God bless Stu Lance. That's what I say. Coming up next, we'll circle back to the big story of the day, which is the Dodgers exiting the playoffs Saturday night in San Diego in a rain-drenched Game 4.
Seriously, it rained in San Diego.
Yeah, I know.
How many rainy days a year do they have in
the
San Diego?
The game I was at at Dodger Stadium, it rained at the end of the game.
There's something. You know what they need? They need like some karmic, like get some sage and some sweet grass out or something. Like that's weird.
Okay. You're on the verge of being Chris Morales.
That's fine.
You know what? Just play that Niner song and you'll really be there.
Yeah. Shut up. All right, coming up next.
You can't because the Niners lost yesterday to the Falcons.
Bergman, I want to reach you the phones here for a minute, okay?
Right. Okay.
877-710-ESPN, your reaction to what you saw. Who is to blame? The one amazing thing that happened when we opened the phones earlier was that nobody called for Dave Roberts' head. And Actually, I'm going to make a controversial statement next about Dave Roberts.
Okay.
Plus your calls, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN, Mason, Ireland, 710-ESPN.
Oh, Jorge.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So,
Jorge.
One nugget to pass along. Rams left tackle Joe Noteboom tore his Achilles tendon yesterday, out for the season. It's okay. The Rams have lots of offensive linemen.
God.
That's sad. That's too bad. Stop! We're in first place.
I mean, are you really excited about what you saw though on Sunday, where you think this team's gonna win it all?
I don't think we know who any of these teams are right now.
I think we know what the Bills and Chiefs are.
Saw San Francisco lose, saw Tampa Bay lose, see the conference wide open. Everybody's 3-3.
There's nobody who has distinguished themselves in the entire league, except for maybe Philly.
Well, the Eagles, sure.
Yeah, that's it. Philly's about the only team that you can say.
And Buffalo. Eagles and Buffalo.
Okay. All right, Buffalo.
Chiefs have lost 2 in a row.
Should have been 3.
Yeah.
It's so, totally wide open, lots of parity. We don't know anything yet. It's the teams that make adjustments, that change and grow over time and also don't get hurt. And like Rams just seem to be getting hurt.
So let's pivot back to the Dodgers.
Yeah, here. I know it's that kind of thing.
I don't think about this. I don't think there is a 0% chance that Dave Roberts will be gone.
Okay, let me parse that again. I don't think there is a 0% chance. So in other words, you're saying there's a chance.
There's a chance.
I agree with that.
But it's a double negative kind of day because I'm very negative, so it's double negative. I do not think there's a 0% chance that Dave Roberts will be fired this year. Now, is that...
Well, fired is a different word than not back.
Not back.
Because
He just signed a contract extension, though, so you'd have to, bump him to the front office.
Let me say this. I do not think it's Dave Roberts' fault.
Me either.
I don't think firing him is justified. I do not think he's the reason they lost. I think he contributes in some small way, but sometimes it doesn't matter. Sometimes it's just that you lost.
Yeah, this is one of those, but...
It's one of those bad ones where you go, ugh. There's not much else you can do to change. I mean, there's going to be a lot of change. There's going to be a lot of guys changing out of these roles.
Turnover, and yada, yada, yada.
But I don't think it should fall at his feet, and yet it still could just because this was that bad of a choke job. I mean, it was bad.
It's been 7 years, and is it possible that Dave is a great guy. You might bump him up to the front office and bring in somebody who's a different voice to get guys a little bit more, I don't know, emotional, fired up, somebody who's a little bit more like that.
Yeah.
Bergman, what do you think?
I mean,
that's what he does. I mean, he fires the guys up. He is very emotional leader for them type guy.
Do you think he's 100% back?
Yeah, I think 100% he's back because it's just, I don't know what you would bring in that's going to be anything different. I mean, he's already the guy
that you want.
Joe Madden just bridled at the Perry Manassian statistical. I mean, I don't know if you've read anything about that, but it sounds like Perry Manassian fired him because he wouldn't employ any of the analytics that he was getting.
Well, he was Andrew Friedman's manager in Tampa Bay. That's the reason I bring it up.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, it's not Dave Roberts' fault that they were striking out or grounding out into double plays with
Don Mattingly? Bring back Mattingly?
No, my God.
No, that's.
I don't know. I'm just saying. No. You asked for names?
Not at all. Let's go to Benny, who is in just California.
It's a big place.
Benny, where exactly are you in California?
I am in Downey, California.
Okay, in Downey. All right. So what are you thinking about this loss?
I don't agree with you guys. I think this is not the first time that Dave Roberts has done this. He's been doing this over and over. And, I mean, go back to last year, year before last, even this year. Anderson was doing very well. Two hits.
Yep.
Two walks.
So right. Benny, is your argument that he's pulling pitchers too quickly, including Tyler Anderson?
Yes.
Okay.
And by doing so, he is the person that lost us the pendant.
Okay.
He should be blamed for it. He should be fired. This is not the first time he has done this. He's been doing this, I hope you guys remember. Well, we won one pendant with him, one championship with him. Yes, understood. But it was one of those championships where there was no fence available.
Yeah, yeah.
This was our chance to prove to everybody that L.A. is L.A. And he screwed it up.
All right, Benny, thank you very much for the call. Now,
pretty matter of fact.
Very matter of fact. I mean,
this is not the first time.
He's not alone.
Yeah.
There are other people that believe this. Now, pulling Tyler Anderson after 5 and 86 pitches, I don't think was the reason we lost.
No.
Chris Martin came in and didn't have a clean 7-6, but didn't give up any runs.
I understood it. I could have gone either way on that one. Like,
yeah, I mean, 86 pitches, third time through the lineup. Yeah, I understand it.
I felt like they were pushing their luck. Like, he was great, but they were facing Juan Soto for the third time, and generally speaking, third time through the lineup is when people get hits. I just think for whatever reason, they look tight.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's because they rely more on the analytics or what the book tells them to do, or they're sticking to a script and not just the gut feel.
Well, I think that's the case. They're not, they've never managed in a gut feel kind of way.
Correct.
Not there.
Well, they do it. They do. This is, what do you believe
in?
Well,
they bring gut feel to the creation of the script.
Right.
But then they follow the script.
Right. And when you're an actor, okay?
Yep.
When you read lines and when you perform, how do you get from reading lines in a script to performing? That's what we're talking about.
Right.
There's all sorts of methods.
Right.
Okay? All sorts of method. But it comes from, my coach always used to say, when you are training, when you're practicing, you're developing muscle memory, right? You develop, you study your tape, you prepare as much as you can prepare, you understand situations, you have a plan, you have a plan of action, and then in that moment, let it go.
Right.
Clear the mechanism, whatever you want to say, like whatever baseball analogy you want to use. You got to find a way to just let it rip. That was my phrase. I always said, let it rip. You got to just take all of that, build up your muscle memory, prepare as much as you can, and let it rip. Did the Dodgers look like a team that was just letting it rip?
Absolutely not. The opposite.
They look so tight.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, it's just like when you watch them, I wanted to give somebody give them a back massager.
You know,
like, can you give them one of those?
You
like,
know what's,
I mean,
weird? I had somebody say to me, if they'd won just 100 games,
shut up.
I think they would have done better in the postseason. It was the weight of 111 wins that made them tight.
Yeah. Okay. It's like a 17-0 Patriots team that loses to the Giants in the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
It's the same thing. And an undefeated team in the NCAA tournament. You just get one of those losses out of the way. You want to go in undefeated.
Let me get a call in here. Let's Freddie in Inglewood. Freddie, you're on 710. What's up, man?
Mason.
Yes, Freddie.
Like fans, but I can't. Your predictions.
Mm-hmm.
When the Lakers was supposed to go to the playoffs, you were, the Lakers are going to make it. They're going to make it. When the Dodgers make it to the playoffs, they got the best team in baseball. The Dodgers are going. Here you go. The Dodgers are going to win the World Series. Every time you make a prediction on one of our LA teams, it goes the other way. I mean, if you would just be quiet, just don't say anything.
Yeah, they hire me to be quiet here, man. They said, we need a talk show host. Let's get the quiet one.
No, but just be quiet on the predictions. You know what I mean? Every prediction you make, it goes sour.
Let me hang on a second, Freddie. Let's get a talk show host who's quiet and doesn't make predictions.
Maybe kind of like this.
Okay, but you make negative predictions. You know what I mean?
Freddie, I've been right a lot of this. I'm right 50% of the time,
51%.
Freddie. 51%. 51%.
Well, you're right, except when you're not.
Correct. Yeah. Freddie, thank you for the phone. I don't believe my prediction. What? I don't even... Did I make...
No, I do think the Ouija board played some small role.
It didn't. I didn't use the Ouija board.
But that's the
Ouija
thing. It's a butterfly effect.
It's not a butterfly effect.
It showed up at your house. It was wanting to unleash some sort of cosmic power on the season, and you did not open it.
Nonsense. Absolute nonsense.
You should have gone to San Diego.
Again, the illusion of control. We have no control. Look, I wish I was as all-powerful as you people think I am.
Can you save this, Jorge?
Save what?
This rant here.
Oh,
just
yeah. Yeah, I'm rolling.
Oh, he's rolling,
rolling on the whole
thing. I've been on the verge of swearing all day long.
I can feel it.
I'll tell you what. You know who hates baseball?
Who?
My dog, Freda.
Oh, I'm sure.
Now, Sophie's deaf. She can't hear a damn thing. She does not care that I'm talking through every at-bat. Fredo, he has a look of fear on his face. When the Dodgers are playing.
I can see that. Who does he bark for?
What do you mean?
Okay, so I have a theory that dogs and babies know when something's off.
Really?
Dogs just, if some weirdo comes to the door, the dogs start barking.
Well, sure, yeah.
You ever have a baby? Like my baby, like sometimes like somebody will pick him up and he'll just start crying and he just doesn't like that person. Like,
right,
okay,
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
yeah,
it's
go away.
Intuitive.
Yeah, it's intuitive. There's something. Yeah. Who does Fredo bark for?
Fredo barks for no one.
What about the trash man?
Oh, yeah. Whenever the guy goes gets the bottles out of the trash cans, then he barks.
Yeah.
And by the way, the guy that gets the bottles out of the trash can knows Fredo's name and will say, "Hey, Fredo. Hey, Fredo." Meanwhile, Fredo's just going nuts. But no, Fredo hates baseball. Fredo lives under the bed when the Dodgers are in the playoffs, and he's free to come back. Free to return. Oh. All right, coming up next, what are you going to do? Lie of the day.
Oh, man, I think I know it.
I lied about one thing today. There's Freddie. There's Freddie. I lied about one thing today. If you know what that is, 877-710-ESPN. Don't say it out loud. Do you think you know?
I think I know.
Bergman, you think you know?
Yeah, pretty sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, obvious to these guys. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. If you know my lie, you can score a pair of tickets for LAFC versus the Galaxy Thursday night at Bank of California Stadium, courtesy of our friend Jacob Imrani. Call Jacob.com. Mason, Ireland, 710-ESPN. All right, so lie of the day. At some point today, I told a lie. Everybody here thinks they know what it is. I tried to make it obvious. I did not tell many, many stories on the show today. So you probably have this figured out. We're going to start with, and by the way, great prize. Pair of tickets to see LAFC and the Galaxy Thursday night in a playoff game at Bank of California Stadium. Courtesy of Call Jacob. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That is 844-24-JACOB. Start with caller number 7, as we often do. I think it's Louie in Ventura. Louie, you're on 710. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Mace?
All is good, man. Do you think you know what I lied about today?
I think I do. I think it was you were saying that you were spotty about washing your hands.
I think that's totally true.
I am spotty about washing my hands.
Don't you wish that was the lie now?
Kind of wish it was. Wish it was. Let's go to Efren in L.A. Efren, you're on 710. What's up, man? What's the lie?
Efren. Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
I think you were lying about when you said that you weren't mad about the Dodgers losing.
No, I don't recall saying that. I am mad about the Dodgers losing. I thought this was going to be... I deliberately made it easy.
Yeah. This was very easy.
Super easy.
Let's go to Chino and Kevin. Kevin, you're on 710. What's up, man?
Hey, Mace. How you doing?
All's good. What's the lie?
So I think it's you being asked to be a part of that wedding.
Okay. That's what I have written down.
Nice job, man.
Look.
Let's go.
Yep, lie of the day. Momo was keeping notes. She wrote it down. Hey, Kevin, congratulations, man. You got a pair of tickets to go see the Galaxy versus LAFC
good
at Bank of California Stadium Thursday night for some playoff soccer. Enjoy that, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. And don't forget, tickets are provided by our friend Jacob Imrani. He's a big LAFC sponsor, and winning matters. That's why after an accident, you got to go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. And I have the, not a lie, I did officiate a wedding before.
I believe just, that, but I, you know what?
Hey,
I
Kevin
sensed
from
it.
Chino, call back. Kevin from Chino, call back.
Did I hang
Kevin
up?
Kevin, call back.
Yeah, Kevin, call back.
Was I the one that hung up?
No, he hung up.
Right. I think he hung up, but we need all your information, Kevin.
Yeah,
so
Kevin,
go
call
to
back.
LA.
If you don't want
to
go,
you can't get into the game if you don't call us back.
I sensed it because usually when you tell a story and I think it's the lie, I'll ask you extra questions.
Oh,
and
did you ask
kept,
me?
Ask? Yeah, and you just kept it going.
Oh,
you were like,
that.
You're a good liar.
I could keep that lie.
I was like, what if it's
while?
On the same day as a Rams game? You're like, I hope not.
Hope not. November. I even said at the Mission Inn.
At the Mission Inn.
Which, by a totally unsolicited shout out, one of the coolest hotels in Southern California is the Mission Inn. Go there a lot. And Christmas time.
Yeah.
Have you ever been there for Christmas?
I have not, but I've lived vicariously through your Instagram.
They light it up like crazy. Cool. Unbelievable numbers. In fact, two great Christmas displays. One is the Mission Inn, where they just do it way over the top. The other one, have you ever been to the Living Desert?
Where is that?
In Palm Desert.
Oh, in Palm Desert.
It's one of the top 10 zoos in the world.
Cool.
And they light the entire zoo. You've been
super
there.
Super cool. Yeah, super cool place.
They light the entire zoo up. And you go through it at night, and it's spectacular.
Cool.
So those are my two
That's
favorite.
Worth a trip.
I do that. Yeah, I do that
the last
year.
Time I went, they had the Chinese New Year celebration and all
that
stuff.
Nice.
So they had all these Chinese decorations and whatnot.
They do
cool.
a great job. Yeah. They do a great job. And if you need a tour guide, my not-stepdad Leo is a tour guide there.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he
you
does
can
a great
feed the giraffes and all that stuff. It's pretty
cool. Yeah, he knows every single animal there.
Cool.
What they do, how they live, what they eat, all that kind of stuff. He does a great tour. So,
you're not even cheered up. Sedano brought you donuts.
Sedano brought donuts. Thank you so much.
The only
he
thing
said
that
I sounded so depressed. He brought me donuts.
Yeah, the only thing that has cheered you up this whole time has been making fun of the Clippers.
Clipper vision. Two words.
That's it.
Always make me laugh. Clipper vision. All right. Coming up next, we're going to do Game of Games. I assume it's Shadano that's going to play today. He is winning Game of Games for the month of October.
Wow.
We're going to do some Jeopardy today. I haven't done Jeopardy in a long time. Jeopardy.
I know. You always forget to ask it the first
time. And
it
is all themed for the city of Los Angeles. Okay. It is all about LA.
It.
Momo, you've been here your whole life. You probably have an advantage. Jorge, you've got an advantage. Bergman.
Never know.
We'll do that coming up next for you. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN. And here we go. It is time for Game of Games, and Shadano joins us.
I'm here, and I brought donuts for you because you sounded so sad on the radio that I pulled over on PCH in the great town of Lomita and said, you know what? I need some donuts for my man, Mace.
I was somewhere. One end of the spectrum is sad. On the other end of the spectrum is angry, and I've cycled back and forth between the two throughout the last 3 hours.
So you got little donut holes there.
Taking
them
home
the guys got some over there, Tyler and Greg and Jorge.
They were delicious.
And so you got a little vanilla left. You got, I guess that's vanilla with just pink flavor.
Cherry something.
Yeah. And then the donut holes.
Donut holes.
Guys took some, but you got the rest.
No, the guys...
Momo, you want a donut?
I'll
you want
a donut,
Momo?
Yeah.
We'll
there's probably
sure
butter in there, but I'm just, you know, I'm over it.
Okay. All right. So Game of Games today is LA Jeopardy.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So this is...
Name is your buzzer.
Name is your buzzer. Yeah. Buzzer. Sedano, Momo, Jorge, and Bergman.
Yeah.
I'm expecting the native Angelinos to do really well on this.
If I win this, you guys are in trouble.
You guys are in trouble.
I mean, I know I've only been here 7 years, but I mean, that's you guys should win this easy.
You came before that a few times, too.
All right. So your name is your buzzer. Here is number one. Remember, form of a question.
Yes.
Or you do not get the point.
Correct.
Okay. Number one. This Los Angeles landmark was the location for movies like Rebel Without a Cause. Jorge.
What is the observatory?
That is correct.
Yeah. Yep.
What is the Griffith Observatory? Yeah. Jorge takes the point. Number two. There's always a line at this local restaurant.
Momo. What is Tito's Tacos?
Greg.
No.
Greg. What is Pink's Taco?
What is Jorge. Pink's?
Oh.
No. You said something a little bit off there.
Pink's hot dog.
I'm going to give him credit. What is Pink's hot dog?
He did say Pink's Tacos.
I did say Pink's Tacos.
That's okay. He said Pink's first. It's okay.
He did say Pink's. I'm going to give
it. It's your choice. I am not complaining.
Tito's Tacos would also have been a good answer.
I think that's where I got the tacos from because you said tacos.
I was going to say the pantry.
I was going to say Porto's, but
yeah, another one.
There's always a line there.
Number three, seen on billboards everywhere when you're in an
accident.
Momo.
Who is Jacob and Ronnie?
That is absolutely correct.
All right.
It's Momo 1. Jorge won, and
Bergman won.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
Number four. One of Neil Diamond's biggest albums was recorded at this iconic concert venue.
Momo. What is the Hollywood Bowl?
No.
Whoa.
At this iconic concert venue.
Greg. Sedano.
Greg.
What is the Greek?
That is.
Damn it! That's what I was going to say.
What is the Greek? He had a very famous album called Love at the Greek.
I've been close twice.
Greg has the lead. Number five, the international terminal at LAX.
Sedano.
Oh.
What is Bradley? Or who is Bradley?
Both work. Right. Yes, it's the Tom Bradley terminal. Yeah. Absolutely
well,
correct.
Well, Sedano lives there.
Yeah.
Not
at Bradley, though. I'm not going international.
Number six, the only thing better than one of these is two at this legend. Greg.
What is Randy's Donuts?
No.
Oh.
The only thing better than one of these tacos is two.
Sedano.
Jorge.
Oh, I know.
Sedano.
What is Tito's Tacos?
It's the jingle. It's the jingle.
Only thing better than Tito's Taco is two. All right. It is Sedano 2, Greg 2, Jorge 1, Momo 1. Here is number 7.
Okay.
This Channel 2 news anchor.
Sedano.
Sedano.
Who is Jim Hill?
No.
Oh, news anchor. Damn it.
This Channel 2 news anchor is the longest running TV news anchor in Los Angeles.
Momo. Who is Mark Brown?
No, I'm sorry.
Shoot.
Anyone else?
Oh, okay. I know it. Oh, no.
Jorge, who is Pat Harvey?
Who is Pat Harvey?
Yes! Yeah.
Hey, nice job, Jorge.
Jorge's on the board with two, so we got two for Sedano, two for Jorge, two for Greg, and one for Momo. Got two more.
Okay.
Number 8. The painting known as The Irises by Vincent van Gogh hangs at this L.A. Greg?
What is the LACMA?
No. Hangs at this L.A. museum. Momo?
What is the Skirball?
No.
Jorge. What is a mocha?
No.
Jeez.
Wow. Keep going. Is there anything else?
Oh, I know another one.
I don't know the
other. Can I guess
those
again?
Are the three I would have said.
Wait, hold on.
Okay, you don't get the point, but do you know what it is?
Is it the Broad?
No.
No, it's the Getty.
It's the Getty.
It's the Getty.
The Getty Center.
Gosh! Yeah.
There's one
Skirball,
more.
You were close, though.
I know.
There's one more, and three of you are tied.
Man.
And somebody's going to get this point.
Okay.
Number 9. Freaky Styly, The Uplift Mofo Party Plan, and Californication.
Momo. What is the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Yes,
we're all tied.
It's 2-2-2-2.
Everybody tied.
I hope you got a tiebreaker.
So we got a tiebreaker.
All right, okay. Let's go.
Here's the question. I'll call up the order.
Right.
What is the population of the city of Los Angeles closest? Not closest without going over.
Okay. The city or closer. The county?
The city and
the
not
city.
The county.
Okay.
Right, not the county.
Good clarification.
I'm going to take Sedano first.
The city of Los Angeles, I will say 2 million.
2 million. Momo. We don't have all day.
3.2 million.
3.2 million. Okay. Jorge.
3.5.
Hey.
3.5 million. And Bergman.
I'm going to go in the middle here and say 2.5.
And the correct answer. 3.9.
Yeah!
Jorge gets the win. Jorge takes the point.
See, I went low just thinking everybody would go too high.
Yeah.
I almost said 4, and I was like, no, let's
go
3.2.
You would have won with 4. Yeah.
No, she would have gone over.
No, you don't. It didn't matter.
Oh, okay.
Didn't matter if you went over. It was closest, not closest without going over.
I thought
over.
It was like Price is Right rules. You go over, you're done.
Which census data are you citing?
Yeah, I'm not.
Is it the 2020
it's
census?
It's the internet. I'm citing the internet.
All right.
So,
Sorry,
Briones,
I'm happy for
good
you.
Win.
Yeah, nice.
Happy
Tocayo.
For you.
Jorge's thank got you. Two now.
Tocayo, vamos.
No, vamos, vámonos.
So, it was a rough weekend, man.
You think? Oh, although God. The USC one, you kind of had to. That was the game everybody circled that they would lose.
Yeah, except they were winning.
Yeah, but they had that game, and had it not been for...
Right. Lincoln Riley pocketing two timeouts and not running the ball and all that stuff.
And the roughing the quarterback, the imaginary roughing the quarterback.
That's nonsense.
Well, they scored a touchdown.
No, but that's not...
We intercepted the ball.
Lincoln Riley is a great coach. Lincoln Riley blew that game.
What way?
He kept... First of all,
keep in mind, I'm shuffling between the two.
Travis Dye had 6.9 yards per carry in that game. He had 11 carries in that game. At the end of that game, you got to milk that guy. That's why you got him to transfer
from Oregon,
milk that clock at the end of the game. And by the way, you swallowed two timeouts. Why weren't you calling timeouts on defense to give you one last chance to score?
But you do acknowledge that was a BS roughing the quarterback call.
I don't know. It was close.
That was not even close.
It was close enough. It is way more egregious.
And we intercepted the ball.
It's way.
And they went on to score. We would have taken a 21-0 lead and put the game away.
That's excuse making.
Utah's really good. I'm not going to make excuses.
I'm a big believer. Momo, I'm curious to get your thoughts on this. Yeah. I'm a big believer of worry about what you can control in a game. And what you can control is not pocketing two timeouts. And not running your best running back, who only had 11 carries in the game, especially at the end of the game.
They did score 42 points, in fairness.
I get that, but the decision-making at the end was poor. They scored 42 points, but you can't sit here and tell me that if any coach pockets two timeouts, okay, when they're driving down the field, you're not going to call a timeout to give your star quarterback and your great offense one last chance to score?
I'm not going to disagree. They probably should use
the
timeout. Although, here's the thing. So I'm flipping back and forth. So I can only say
I watched the whole thing.
Yeah, I was watching the Dodgers.
I flipped after to the Dodgers,
and I flipped over. I did see. By the way, you know what's sad about it?
Yeah.
So I flip over and I see USC lose.
Yeah.
Okay. And then
that's why I brought you donuts.
I come back.
The double dip.
It's the seventh inning.
Yeah.
Where the Dodgers fall apart.
Right.
It's the timing was just like it was a perfect awful
storm.
It
was like a 1-2 punch.
Really? I feel like the game ended before that.
Mm-mm.
No?
No.
Was it like a jab right to the forehead and then a hook to the kidney?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. I had the Dodgers mostly on the iPad and then once that was done, because I feel like baseball is easier to follow. Like you don't need to watch every play like you do football. So I was watching the football game I was focused on that.
Right.
So I as great as Lincoln Riley is, and he's going to win, I think, multiple championships.
Yeah,
here.
I agree.
I think that he blew that game at the end yesterday or Saturday.
That's a tough loss because Alabama lost. Like the top
you could have been a top five
wide open.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
that was their
five.
Moment to go into the top five.
Right. Yep. And now UCLA. Now you got to root for UCLA.
Do you?
Because
you want them to be undefeated by the time you get there.
Okay, I see where you're going.
They're going to lose to Oregon on Saturday.
You don't know that.
I think they're going to.
They probably will.
By the way,
you don't want that.
This is the one thing I noticed from over the weekend.
But here, do you want to know why you don't want that?
Yeah, sure.
Because Oregon's already gotten blasted by Georgia. So if you want playoff chances, you need UCLA to run the table till you get to them.
So you're saying beating an undefeated UCLA team could vault USC
into the playoff picture.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. I kind of wrote off the playoff.
Bergman, no mythical money on UCLA.
It's a little early, Momo. It's a little early.
What's the line on that game?
Seven.
Seven favorite. I mean, it's Oregon, right?
Is it six or seven? It's six.
I mean,
I can
look it up.
It's in Eugene.
It's look, if UCLA wins that game, they're going to be undefeated going to USC.
I mean, don't say that.
Like, it doesn't matter.
College football is weird that way.
It is weird that way.
But that's
the most UCLA thing that could possibly happen,
though. It'd be
win the three games that they were supposed to lose all three of, and then lose to, like, Arizona and Arizona State.
It is down to six. And the smart money early on is being put on Oregon.
Okay. So I can hear... Freaking Scott Kaplan!
I know
like,
you ready for
cheering
that?
And dancing. And
did you see him? Did you see him in the Dodger game?
I saw the friggin' picture.
Going whoa! His head was exploding, looking like a blowfish every time something was happening.
Yeah. All right,
like so Hootie and the Blowfish over
he's
there.
He's gonna come in here next. Let's hit the Super Stager.
How long are we gonna give him?
Oh boy, they're coming after you. Are you coming after him?
No, I think we gotta give him at least. 30 seconds of unbridled celebration.
Go ahead, do it. Yeah. Lean into it.
30 seconds.
Lean back.
Go ahead.
Lean back.
Just go.
You
deserve it.
What's up?
Well, we saw you at the game, and we saw you in the rain, and you're singing Blink 182 songs.
You were singing Blink 182?
You saw me. What do you mean you saw me at the game?
There's a picture of you.
This is part of your celebration time.
Somehow Cappy gets behind home plate for the game.
He had a Hey King situation.
You were behind home plate for the game. We could see you.
No way.
Yes.
You saw me on TV.
I saw somebody did a screen capture and put it up in the Mafia. We absolutely saw you.
Is the 30 seconds almost up? This could have been like Cabbage
Yeah,
Fresh.
It should have been.
There could have been like a pony
celebrating,
going on,
dancing,
and
all
like
that kind of stuff.
You just wasted your. There it is. That's it. Too bad.
Ramona, let me all say gone. Something to you, Momo. I don't do victory laps.
Oh.
Mm. Because here's why. You see, Steve, I'm going to talk to you. As a Dodger fan, you're a hardcore Dodger
yes,
fan, right?
Right.
Would you qualify yourself as a hardcore Dodger fan, Momo?
You don't?
No, I mean, I watch, you know, from
here. Yeah, I mean, I watch a lot of baseball. Yeah.
Momo's hardcore Stanford. Big win over Notre Dame.
Big win. Saved, like, if we do nothing else this season, it's enough.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
All right.
Dianu.
Right.
Dianu. Yeah. I made a Jewish joke because I'm Jewish and I can do that, but Dianu means it would have been enough. If we only had this, it would have been enough.
Dianu. So is Cappy still Michigas?
No, I think it's okay. Like,
your show is sometimes Michigan.
You know what? Yeah, I did enjoy that tequila.
I'll bet you did. I'll bet you did.
It was really good.
Yeah. There's still a lot of it left.
Really?
I don't drink that much.
You should share with people because it's a nice bottle.
Yeah. It's a really nice bottle. But who do I have over?
You take it to people's houses.
Your mom and dad.
No, you have like a
hey, mom, you want a shot?
Here's what you do. You have a play date at your house, and you have like a bad mom situation going on. Make sure the moms go back home in Ubers.
You know, my mom started doing weed.
Good for your mom.
Yeah, she started eating gummies.
Just
could
like
I,
for sleep?
Could
or for,
I take it to the park?
For fun.
For fun.
Yeah.
That's when you're great.
Your mom does weed.
You can have open containers.
When you're 80, you want to have some fun.
Right, do weed.
Exactly.
Yeah, why not?
I'm with
Pop
you.
A gummy.
Do weed.
So anyway.
So I would like to say this to you.
Yeah.
Mace, using you as an example. Ramona says she's not a hardcore Dodger fan.
Right.
You are a hardcore Dodger fan.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
How much Dodger gear do you have?
I obviously switched to Lakers gear immediately. I have a lot of Dodgers gear.
Yeah, like what? You got a Mookie Betts jersey?
I got a Clayton Kershaw jersey. Okay. I've got hoodies. I've got t-shirts. I've got so much Dodger gear.
He's got probably, that. What was that when you looked like the
when
coach.
I looked like the coach and I've got the logo right
here?
That.
Yeah,
I got that.
So today's probably a very, and I know Ramona's been trying to cheer you up for several hours. Today's probably a very, very painful day for you, right?
Yes, it is.
Is it better when I brought donuts?
The donuts definitely make a difference.
Okay.
And you know what? It's not even so much eating. It's just that you care.
I did. You sounded very sad.
You
that's
care.
Nice.
That's
very
that's
sweet.
Beautiful.
Did you stop along the way? Was it convenient?
PCH, yeah.
Went
nice.
Out of his way to
Town of Lomita on the way to the 110.
Yeah. Very nice.
You haven't said anything yet about the game. You're just like,
well, because I feel for you.
Yeah.
Because you got to understand something. And I know you know it well. But for me, I've spent 20 plus years in San Diego, and I'm not afraid to admit this. I say it down there. I say it up here. It's a terrible sports town, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
When you had the Chargers.
Do you say that down there?
Absolutely.
Oh, good.
When you have the Chargers and you have the Padres and you have two major league teams, at least then you're a major league city.
Right.
When you lose the NFL team and it's ripped from you and it's taken to your rival city, which didn't want it,
right?
It makes you minor league because all you've got are the Padres, who have always been terrible, and then you've got minor league hockey, minor league lacrosse, not MLS soccer.
Minor league lacrosse?
Yeah, like it's called, well, it's called major league lacrosse, I think.
Why did you get like a pickleball team? That's a new phase.
New pickleball
that would
league?
Be, that would be, if LeBron would own a pickleball team in San Diego, that'd be phenomenal.
Oh, yeah, the San Diego Picklers.
Right, yes, fried pickles. So what I'm getting at is this, is that it must hurt really, really bad for you, Mace,
yes,
and for Dodger fans throughout L.A., because the reality is, as good as you've been for as long as you've been, you've got one World Series to show for it, and people in many parts of the world, they kind of say, that was a 60-game season in front
A-holes.
Of no fans. Well, whatever. But the point is, there's only one.
Right.
Yeah.
So for someone who comes from where I come from, before I came to L.A., dude, I know how it feels. I know what it feels like to just have your heart. I mean, you believe, and then boom, they rip your freaking heart off right in front of you. That was me, like,
that
was trying to be really emotional.
That was
like dramatic. Is there a point to this?
I don't know where you're going, but
my point is,
rip your heart out.
I don't do victory laps, number one.
Right, okay, good.
Okay, that's
because
number one.
Are you still expecting the other shoe
to
drop?
Victory lap.
Which other shoe?
like that they won and now they're just going to go lose in the, to the Phillies or something. Yeah. Are you still expecting the worst?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Of course. You're still
there. I think the Phillies will probably beat them.
Well, look, the Padres have just accomplished everything they've wanted to accomplish. Now, some people might hear me say that and go, no, 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 they want the World Series. Yeah, okay, I'm sure that would be a nice little cherry on top, but they...
Cherry on top?
No, they man, they want to win the World
Series. Seriously? No. It's a cherry on top
correct.
To win the World... No, it is the whole ball game, I know, man.
But come on.
You don't go all in like they did to not try to win the World
Series. I'm not saying they traded
for Bell and Drury and Soto what and Hader. You're all in to win this thing. The World Series is not a cherry on top.
What I'm telling you is...
It's the whole friggin' Sunday.
And I hope, for their sake, that they all say exactly what you're saying. I think there's a lot of people who are like, oh my God, we just did what could never be done, which is beat the Dodgers finally.
I get what you're saying, though. That is, it's like, do you remember when the Dodgers kept the Giants out of the playoffs that one year with the Steve Finley grand slam?
Yes.
The Dodgers were going nowhere, but they kept the Giants out.
Right.
Like, that's the San Diego equivalent of beating the 111-win Dodgers.
But have we learned nothing? I mean, the Washington Nationals at one point, I think, were 15 games under 500 a couple of years ago, came back to win the World Series. Yeah. It's not the best team that wins, generally speaking.
It's the one where the goose flies in.
It's not the team that wins the most.
Yeah, well, so look, to your point, now you say, okay, look, everybody said Atlanta was the best team. Or the Dodgers.
Or the Mets.
Or the Mets.
Right.
And maybe even on the outside, the Cardinals. Nobody gave the Phillies and nobody gave the Padres this shot. So I'm sure both of these teams are like, wow, I don't have to play the Dodgers. Geez, we don't have to play the Braves. And now the two underdogs of the entire tournament get to go toe-to-toe.
Yeah, see, baseball's such a stupid game. They have such a stupid way of settling.
Well, it's a marathon and then it's a sprint.
Right. I mean, it's like obviously the Dodgers are a better team than the Padres. The Padres put together four games against them.
Right.
We were 22 games better than the Padres during the regular season.
Yeah.
Which makes it that much worse.
They went cold at the wrong time. It's terrible.
It's a historic upset.
This is the worst question. The worst of all the Dodger losses is this one.
According to Elias, it's the first time ever that a team lost a playoff series to a divisional opponent after not losing a series to them in the regular season.
And 17-5.
And the opposite of what you with the opposite of what you just said, that this is the worst for the Dodgers.
Yeah.
This is the best for the Padres.
Right, but you shouldn't rest on that. It sounds like your attitude.
Well, put it
is,
this way:
hey, we're the Padres. We're happy.
Gutty little Padres.
Gutty little Padres. Look where we made it.
Well, let me give you an example.
Tidy ho.
Let me tell you this. You ready?
Yeah.
So you say Saturday night you saw me sitting there at the game.
Yeah, I saw you.
I had no idea you guys could see me.
Yeah, we saw you.
Wow.
Really? Behind home plate?
Behind home plate?
Really? I thought I was behind the catcher. I didn't think I could be seen.
You know, the catcher's really low, right?
Right, but I did have a booster seat, to be honest.
Who did you get the... King, where did you get the home plate seats from?
Well, I'll explain that coming up shortly.
Peter Seidler? Was it Peter Seidler?
Perhaps.
The side man?
Perhaps.
Sidester?
Mr. Seidler.
Ciderama.
Oh, Mr. Ciderama.
Now, what do you think about that, Ramona? Ramona has just shown me a picture of me walking down to the front row.
Yeah.
And, of course, rocking that T-shirt that has been tremendous controversy on these airwaves for the past week and change.
Yeah. And then as well doing wardrobe changes. I saw wardrobe changes.
No, you changed wardrobes?
No, he then threw on like a quarter zip, a Padres quarter zip. And then threw a Padres hat on, dumped a sided hat, which I was stunned by.
You wore a sided hat?
But then put the sided hat back on for the last inning. I don't understand what happened there for three innings.
So you're promoting your app while you're watching. Was that the whole point?
That was... He's already done that before. That is not the first time he has sat behind home plate with a sided hat on.
So you're promoting the app and the T-shirt simultaneously.
Right. But when you did the wardrobe change, why was that?
Good question.
Yeah.
In fact, not good. Great. Yeah. Excellent question.
Good question.
Terrific observation.
Great. Yeah.
Answer's coming. Answer's coming.
Okay, but let's get real answers, though.
Yes, real
Not
answers.
Not just talking in circles.
No, real answers coming, and they're important.
Because I don't think you've said a thing since you've been here.
Probably Correct. Not. Probably not.
Yeah. It's 10 minutes.
Seriously.
You've really... I feel like I'm on the Shadano and Cap show. It's just Cappy rambling. And you know what I say?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Wow.
I just feel bad for you, man. I really do.
Yeah.
Like, is there knowledge I'm taking away from any of this or like a point?
There's not. No. I mean, honestly, there is. What is the point, Cappy?
There really is no point other than the Dodgers were the best team in baseball all season long. And as Freddie Freeman said last week, They got hot at the end. We've been hot for 7 months.
Now, are you afraid to own your fandom in LA?
No, not one bit. Why should I be?
Because I don't.
Well, you didn't answer when I asked you, like, who you rooting for.
You don't rah-rah the Padres.
He did at that game.
You did at that game, but you never do. You don't rah-rah the Padres here.
Have you heard me rah-rah the Padres all season long?
No.
Do you want to know why that is?
Yeah,
you
why
did say
is that?
You raised a bunch of Padre fans.
100%. I've got 4 kids. They've all been raised on the Padres.
But why not rah-rah the Padres? You're not a rah. You're just generally not a rah-rah guy. Why don't you rah-rah the Padres?
I'm not really a rah-rah guy.
Yeah.
Not really a rah-rah guy. See, this is my point. You are a hardcore Dodger fan.
Yeah, you get into it.
See, not me. I'm a Dodger observer. I watched every game this year. Why? So that George and I could be talking about the Dodgers.
Sure. Yeah.
And so that when Blake comes on Thursday, I'm prepared. So I watch the Dodgers all season long.
By the way, the Blake thing is a great bit.
Yeah.
Balake.
Where'd you find him?
George found him under a rock.
I followed him on Twitter because I liked his, he was working for another blog, and I always followed him just because I liked the nuggets he put out on
is
Twitter.
Is he on like a Substack thing?
Now he created a Substack, and we helped him get like over 1,000 subscribers.
Nice. 1,000 like paying subscribers?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't do all that, but we helped a little bit, I would assume.
Can you make money with a Substack thing?
Oh, yeah,
if you have 1,000 subscribers.
Who's making bank?
Yeah.
Apparently,
all you need is like 5,000 subscribers. You get like 5,000 subscribers.
Really, you're making
set,
good money?
You're doing well.
Set for life?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, not
he's
set
a
for
kid.
Life.
You know, he's a kid.
Yeah, he's a kid.
He's 25 years old.
Can
buy
a car. How's that? Yeah. Can buy a car.
Nice.
Don't have to Uber everywhere.
Yeah, I don't have time for Substack.
So, Ramona, I want to tell you that George knows this, unfortunately, about me, but I'm a great starter of things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a terrible finisher of things.
Yeah.
So, I'm finally through the 8th episode of Legacy.
Yeah.
And you're getting a lot of FaceTime on this series.
Momo's one of the
big
stars.
Wait, we're done talking about the
apparently
baseball?
We pivoted.
Well,
on
only because I want to save this stuff for you and me, pal.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I just want to save this for you and me.
Later
I was expecting like a lot more trolling. I feel like Morales trolled way too hard.
He did today?
Yeah. Are you like a good winner?
See, this is, you guys don't seem to understand. I have a very complicated, I keep trying to explain this.
You're a fan or not a fan?
I'm not really a fan. I'm a critic.
Yeah,
I have been a critic for 20 years.
So why did they let a critic go behind home plate for that game?
And do these faces while every time there was a strike.
Well, yeah, because it got exciting. I mean, there's no doubt. Listen, I also like a great underdog story.
Yeah.
And by the way, I wasn't rooting for the Dodgers.
Let me be clear about that. I don't know that they're an underdog. The Guardians are an underdog.
One team won 89 games.
Yeah, one team was 22 games better than the other.
I know, but they were their payroll. It's underdog. The same.
Fair point.
The way I described the series was it wasn't a 0% chance that they were going to win. It was not totally out of left field that they won. I didn't expect it. I didn't pick it.
Let me tell you something. I picked the Dodgers to win the series in 4 games because every data point said the Dodgers were going to win the series. You mentioned 14-5 through 19 regular season games.
Yep.
Right. When they tied it at 1 apiece, you still had to win 2 out of 3. They had not been able to win 2 out of 3 all season long.
Yeah.
Everything pointed to the Dodgers winning, including having a 3-0 lead. And if the game on Saturday night would have been won by the Dodgers, the Padres would have been in huge trouble yesterday at Dodger Stadium.
Absolutely.
So here's the thing. You keep asking me, am I a fan? Let me say this. The Dodger fans all of a sudden seem like they want a piece of me because they don't feel like I've explained that I'm a Padre fan. And the Padre fans are furious at me because they don't think I'm enough of a Padres fan. And George, that will answer a lot of the questions about the wardrobe changes.
You know, I think that one of the unsung reasons the Dodgers
By the way, the Dodgers
series,
just sent out a thank you Dodger fans email, just so you know.
You're welcome. Thanks for nothing. So I think the goose actually means something.
Wait, the goose?
I do.
I agree with you.
I think there is, baseball is this weird game where there sometimes becomes this.
Wait, you think the goose is the billy goat?
Well, wait a minute.
Rally monkey?
Look at the rally monkey is a great example. There's this thing, there are ducks and geese all over the park and signs, the goose is loose or whatever the hell they're putting up there. We the geese.
I mean, he sold a swaggy goose t-shirt.
I've got a great t-shirt. It's a goose with a swag chain on it. People love it.
Yeah. Are you like a t-shirt shop?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a merch shop. Yeah. Yeah.
He's an entrepreneur.
Do you have an Etsy store?
Yeah, I have a merch shop.
An Etsy store.
An entrepreneur.
An Etsy store.
I don't have an Etsy store. I should get one of those.
You should.
I should get a Shopify.
Yeah. Shopify. Yeah.
Well, I do think there's something to be said for the goose.
The rally goose.
Are you serious?
Baseball's weird.
Baseball's weird.
Oh, you're not buying this. You're not buying this, George.
Weird bleep happens.
What happened?
What was so? I don't think the goose has anything to do with it.
The goose is arguably one of the weirdest things I've seen in a long time around a baseball game.
Me too.
Yeah, I ain't buying it.
I don't know. Tell me about the bugs in Cleveland.
Oh, the bugs.
There's
bugs.
Jabba Chamberlain. I remember that.
Yes.
Right. All those bugs.
It was locusts.
I mean,
they're midgets. Not locusts. Midges.
Midges. Midgets.
No. Midges.
I was going to say, that's not very politically correct nowadays.
It's the name of a bug, and they come out like on the lake. It's got to be like the right temperature and like windiness, and they only come around like, I don't know, two or three times. Like,
but when they come out.
Just during the playoffs.
They come out during the playoffs, and they literally cost Jabba Chamberlain. You remember
his
career, basically.
Literally
his career.
Yeah.
He was never the same after he got attacked by the bugs.
Didn't affect us.
You know, one thing I take away from this weekend,
and then
we'll get out of here, is that
atmosphere.
What?
Hell yeah, biblical.
Atmosphere is important. Yeah. I thought the atmosphere at Rice-Eccles Stadium in Utah was
going nuts,
really, really rocking. Yeah. I thought the Padres fans were really, really rocking.
Are you saying the Dodgers fans weren't?
No, there weren't any.
But we didn't get. We only got two games.
Yeah, but there weren't.
I got the other two. Right. Dodger fans were rocking. It didn't work in game two. Yeah. But there was something weird about the rain and the singing of Blink 182 songs. And
there is something on the nose about that Blink 182 thing. All the small things.
Keep going.
Add it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know all the words, Cappy.
I don't. But I mean, I can get the all. What's the beginning of it?
All the small things.
Yeah, I probably could get through that. Right.
But
that
all the small things added up. All the small things. See, I'm just saying it's on the nose.
All right, guys, I'm going to be listening.
Yeah.
You guys have been really generous to us. Usually, John Ireland's like, well, 4:11:40, got to go.
No, he's like 4:10.
You know? But Steve Mason, Ramona Shelburne, I mean.
Let me 4:14. Hang on, I wanted you guys to hear something first.
Are you going to play something?
You know, I feel two ways about it.
Yeah. That's Lincoln Riley on the officiating.
Yeah, nice. Feels two ways.
Lincoln Riley blaming the officiating when he could have blamed himself for pocketing two timeouts.
Really clear. He did not blame the officiating.
No.
He was asked about the officiating.
Oh, okay. Oh.
And he answered it.
Okay, thank you.
He did not
for the clarification.
He did not put out a press conference. The officiate. No, he was asked about it. Gave an answer.
Did anyone ask him about Travis Dye and the two timeouts? Because I would have loved to have heard that.
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't see the whole press conference.
That's a critic over there.
I'm just being harsh. Honest.
If I rank my teams, though, the USC ranks behind the Dodgers.
That was a game that everyone circled. They were going to lose, and that was a winnable game. And I think he kind of blew it at the end.
All right.
Wow, deep breath.
What did we just talk about? That was like 20 minutes of my life. I have no idea what just happened.
Yeah, I can't get it back either.
Well, guess what? More of it is coming up.
2 hours and 15 and 45 minutes of it.
Shedano and Cappy are coming up next for you. Me and Ireland back tomorrow at 1 for Lakers opening night. He'll be in San Francisco to get ready for that. Mason and Ireland in the book, 710 ESPN. Oh, let me tell you that super